Chapter 18, The Yoga of Liberation by Renunciation. Arjuna said, I desire to know severally, O mighty armed one, the truth of sannyasa, O Hrishikesha, as also of Tyaga Krishna. The Holy Lord said, renouncing desire-based actions, sages consider sannyasa. Abandonment of all works' fruits, the wise declare to be Tyaga. Some say action should be renounced as an evil, while others say that sacrifice, austerity, and gift should not be relinquished. Hear the conclusions regarding Tyaga, O best of Bharatas. Tyaga has been declared to be of three kinds, O tiger of men. Sacrifice, gift, austerity should not be relinquished but done. Sacrifice, gift, austerity are purifying to the wise. But even these works, Arjuna, should still be performed, though leaving attachment and the fruits, such is my best and certain conviction. But the renunciation of required action is not proper. Abandonment from delusion is declared to be tamasic. The relinquishment of action from fear of trouble or of pain is rajasic relinquishment, producing not the fruit thereof. When work is done only because it should be done, leaving aside attachment and the fruit as well, that relinquishment is sattvic. Relinquishers of sattvic kind, steadfast with doubts dispelled, hate not uncongenial work, nor are they attached to the congenial work. Actions cannot be entirely relinquished by the embodied, but the relinquishing of fruits of action is relinquishment. The threefold fruit of all action, uncongenial, congenial, mixed, accrues to non-relinquishers, but not to the relinquishers. Learn from me these five causes for the accomplishment of all works, as are declared in the Sankhya, which is the end of all action. The body agent, the senses, the functions of manifold kind, the presiding divinity, and that which is also the fifth. Whatever action a man performs by his body, speech, and the mind, whether right or just the reverse, these five alone are its causes. He who through a non-purified understanding looks on his self, the absolute, as the agent, he of distorted mind sees not. He who's free from egoism, with intelligence untainted, although he kills all these people, he kills not, neither is he bound. Knowledge, the known, and the knower form the threefold cause of action. The instrument, purpose, agent are the threefold base of action. Knowledge, action, and agent are declared by Sankhya to be of three kinds from the distinction of gunas, hear them also duly. That by which in all is seen the one indestructible substance, inseparate in the separate, know that knowledge to be sattvic. But that by which in all are seen many beings of many kinds, as different from one another, know that knowledge as rajasic. Confined to a single effect as the whole and without reason or basis in truth trivial, know that knowledge as tamasic. Action without love or hatred and without desire for the fruit and freed from any attachment, know that action is called sattvic. Actions done desiring desires with self-conceit and much effort, O Dhananjaya, know as truth, that action is called rajasic. Action that's done through delusion without heed to the consequence. Loss, damage, or ability. Know that action is tamasic. An agent free from attachment, humble, endued with courage and ardor, and unaffected in success or failure is sattvic. One passionate, desirous of actions, fruits, greedy, malignant, impure, easily elated, or dejected is rajasic. Unsteady, vulgar, obstinate, wicked, dishonest, indolent, despondent, procrastinating, such an agent is tamasic. Now hear the triple distinction of intellect and fortitude, according to the three gunas, exhaustively and severally. That intellect which knows the paths of work and renunciation, right and wrong acts, fear, fearlessness, bondage and freedom is sattvic. That intellect of mistaken apprehension of dharma and adharma of right and wrong acts, that intellect is rajasic. That intellect enveloped in darkness, regarding adharma as dharma and seeing all things distortedly, is tamasic. Fortitude by which the functions of the mind, prana, and senses are regulated unswerving by means of yoga is sattvic. That by which one regulates the mind to dharma, desire, and wealth, from attachment to all their fruits, that fortitude is rajasic. That by which the stupid does not give up sleep, fear, despondency, grief, and overweening conceit, that fortitude is tamasic. Now hear from me of the threefold happiness whose enjoyment is learned by practice and by which one attains unto the end of pain. That which is like poison at first, but like amrita at the end, born of self-realization's light, that happiness is called sattvic. That arising from the contact of object with sense at first, like amrit, but like poison at last, that happiness is rajasic. That which begins and results in self-delusion arising from sleep, sloth, and miscomprehension, that is declared as tamasic. There is no entity on earth or in heaven among the gods found devoid of these three gunas, born of Prakriti Arjuna, of Brahmins and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, as also of Shudras. The duties are distributed according to guna nature. Calmness, restraint, austerity, purity, patience, uprightness, knowledge, discernment, piety, these are the duties of Brahmins. Valor, splendor, courage, and skill, also not fleeing from battle, generosity, sovereignty, these are duties of Kshatriyas. Agriculture, husbandry, trade are the duties of the Vaishyas, and Shudra's duty is service arising from innate nature. Devoted to his own duty, man attains highest perfection. How by his duty he attains perfection, that now hear from me. From whom all beings do come forth, by whom all this is pervaded, worshipping him with his duty, a man attains to perfection. One's own dharma, though imperfect, is better than another's, though done to perfection. The duty of one's own nature brings no ill. The duty to which one is born should not be relinquished, although faulty, for as the fire by smoke, so defect envelops all deeds. He whose mind is ever detached, with subdued heart, without desires, attains by renunciation to perfect freedom from action. Arjuna, learn from me in brief how having reached such perfection, he attains Brahman, that supreme consummation of all knowledge. Endued with a pure intellect, subduing body and senses, relinquishing the sense objects, leaving attraction and hatred. Dwelling in a secluded place, with body, speech, and mind controlled, abstemious, ever engaged in meditation, dispassionate. Forsaking ego, power, pride, lust, wrath, possessiveness, freed from the notion of mind, and tranquil, he's fit for union with Brahman. One with Brahman, tranquil-minded, neither grieving nor desiring, the same to all he thus attains, supreme devotion unto me. Devoted, he knows me in truth, what and who I am, then having known me in my reality, he forthwith enters into me. Though doing all actions always, always taking refuge in me, by my grace he attains to the eternal, immutable state, resigning mentally all deeds to me as to the highest goal, resorting to buddhi yoga, thus ever fix your mind on me. With mind fixed on me, you shall, by my grace, surmount all obstacles. But if from self-conceit you will not hear me, then you shall perish. If filled with pride and self-conceit, you wrongly think I will not fight, in vain shall be this your resolve, for your nature will compel you. Fettered by your karma, born of your nature, what you deluded, desire not to do, you shall have to do, though in spite of yourself. O Arjuna, the Lord dwells in the hearts of all beings, causing them by his maya to revolve, as if mounted on a machine. O Bharata, with all your heart, take refuge in him, and you shall surely attain unto supreme peace and the eternal abode. Thus has wisdom more secret than all other secrets been declared to you by me. Now reflect on it fully, then do as you please. Now hear again my supreme word, most secret of all, because you are dearly beloved of me. Therefore I shall speak for your good. Fill your mind with me, devoted, sacrifice and bow down to me. You shall reach me, for truly I promise you, you are dear to me. Relinquishing all dharmas, you shall take refuge in me alone. Then I shall fully liberate you from all sins, wherefore grieve not. Never speak this to one without austerities or devotion, or one who renders not service, or to one who cavils at me. He who with supreme devotion to me teaches this most supreme secret unto my devotees shall doubtless come to me alone. Nor among men is there any who does dearer service to me, nor shall there be another on this earth dearer to me than he. And he who studies this sacred dialogue of ours shall worship me by knowledge's sacrifice. This is my certain conviction. And even that man who hears this, full of faith and free from scoffing, he liberated shall attain the happy worlds of the righteous. Has this been heard, O Pritha's son, by you with a one-pointed mind? Moreover, has the delusion of your ignorance been destroyed? Arjuna said, yeah, destroyed is my delusion, and I have gained my memory through your grace. And my doubts are gone. I am firm. I will do your word. Sanjaya said, thus have I heard this wonderful dialogue of Vasudeva and the high-souled son of Prita, causing my hair to stand on end. By grace of Vyasa have I heard the supreme most secret yoga, direct from Krishna, yoga's lord, himself the one declaring it. I recall again and again this wondrous holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, and rejoice again and again. As I recall and recall that most wondrous form of Hari, great is my wonder, O King, and I rejoice again and again. Wherever is Krishna, Yoga's Lord, wherever is Arjuna, there are splendor, victory, wealth, and right order, such is my conviction. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the 18th discourse entitled The Yoga of Liberation by Renunciation.